When it comes to modernizing back office functions across the government, sometimes you have to start at the bottom. Forget about cloud or the modern software development process for a second and focus on basic definitions. That's what the Office of Personnel Management is doing with its first update in 5 years to the Human Capital Business Reference Model, or HCBRM. Jeff Pollock is the HR Line of Business Program Manager, and Steve Krause is a Senior Advisor for the HR Quality Service Management Office and the HRLOB at OPM. They tell Executive Editor Jason Miller about how they're focusing on the basic definitions through the draft HR Federal Integrated Business Framework, or FIBF.
The FIBF is a standards framework overseen by GSA and OMB, and similar to the fact that there is an HCFIBF, there's also a financial management FIBF, a grants FIBF, an electronic records management FIF. There are up to a dozen different FIBFs. And what the FIBF framework maps is directly to the HCBRM with a unique service profile, and it actually identifies service activities, business capabilities, performance measures, and standard data elements. So getting back to your original question, it's the FIBF service profile that's being released really for the first time. And it's covering just the portion of the HCBRM that I defined as the employee lifecycle, which is talent acquisition, talent development, employee performance management, compensation management, and separation and retirement.
All right, Jeff, a lot to unpack there. Let's take a half a step back, and I appreciate you kind of explaining all these different acronyms that came up. This first release, as you said, is covering a portion of the business reference model, the employee lifecycle. Was there a reason why you chose that versus all the other areas you could have went into?
When identifying human capital, most people think of human capital as you're hired to retire. It's the area of work that most employers kind of focus on, and you really can't not deliver on any of those functional areas. So we wanted to release that first so that we got the basics down correct. Having said that, we are also working on those tangential functions, the supporting functions and the enabling functions, because those areas are important as well. Workforce planning is an area, or classification is an area. Analytics, these things are also maybe not equally as important, but important in the full life cycle framework. The other thing I wanted to mention is that what we're really doing for the first time is releasing this on a public website, allowing the private industry sector to give feedback on these standards. These standards have been posted on OPM's website, and they have been posted on other places for the federal government to use, but we really haven't subjected them to industry practices and industry feedback. And that's really the exciting part of what we're doing now.
And we will make sure we link as well to those websites to make sure folks can easily find it on federalnewsnetwork.com. And before I ask about kind of that comment period and what you're hoping to get from industry, how is the business reference model specifically around, as you talk about some of the framework piece, how is it different than maybe what it was in 2017? That's, I think, the last time it was either updated or maybe completed. Talk about some of what you saw that's different today than, you know, 5-6 years ago.
So the business reference model is a framework that was developed, as we've discussed, in 2017. And in developing the FIBF, the specific service profiles for the HCBRM, we brought together subject matter experts from the different governmental agencies. And when we brought them together to start building out the how you deliver the different sub-functions, some of the feedback we received was that the sub-function doesn't really need to exist on its own. I'll give you a couple of examples. We have vetting adjudication at the beginning of the talent acquisition process. And that's the process of making sure that the employee goes through a background investigation and things like that. We also had a sub-function later on called continuous vetting. And when we brought the working group together to do the continuous vetting sub-function, they informed us that continuous vetting should really be a function of the vetting adjudication. It wasn't really a different process. It was just a process where the employee already is an employee of the federal government. So we removed that subfunction. We had another subfunction that talked to employee records disclosure, otherwise known as FOIA. When bringing that group together, we realized that FOIA wasn't really part of human capital. So we rolled that subfunction into employee records record keeping, which is the idea of we have a responsibility to ensure the security of an employee's record, but the releasing of that is a different area other than human capital. So those are just a couple of examples of how the HCBRM will be changing in the new fiscal year.
But let me also add to that, if I can. This is Steve. As Jeff mentioned, the HCBRM has been around for quite a while, and it was last updated in 2017. The HCFIBF, however, is a lot newer than that. It actually wasn't around in 2017. It's something that's been under construction with agency support over the last several years that, as Jeff pointed out, you know, sort of defines the way that agencies have agreed to come together and converge on how they manage human capital management functions. But it's a relatively new product. And so it has gotten to a state of completion where it now makes sense to present it publicly and get industry feedback on it. And so this is really, in essence, kind of a brand new product for a lot of people.
And Steve, previously, without this framework, were folks left on their own to interpret the business reference model to say, oh, I think this means this, and you could say, no, it means that, and we were kind of not lost, but we had to adjudicate how we looked at it, or you went one way and I went the other, so to speak.
That's essentially correct, Jason. So, you know, over time, what this is really about is trying to get agencies to converge on particular standards in terms of how they manage these human capital functions, and then to enable industry partners who are supporting those agencies to understand those standards as well. You know, we expect that these standards, you know, may find their way into procurement requirements and things of that nature, and that that will help facilitate better dialogue and understanding across the community so that people can do the same functions the same ways.
Yeah. Hey, Jason, this is Jeff. Tagging on to the Steve's last comment, I think that the federal government has long felt like many, many different employers instead of a singular employer. And if you were to leave one agency to go to another agency, you might expect the same job to be vastly different or at least slightly different. And what this standard hopes to do is to get to like an 80% solution where you have your specific agency requirements sprinkled in, but you can expect to do some of the same jobs regardless of what agency you work on now that we have this standard of procedures.
Steve, you bring up this idea of potential procurement, and it's part of the goal here of the Quality Service Management Office, the QSMO, is to open the door for make shared services easier. That's probably the other piece here that folks should know about, that this will lead to potential shared services and shared services offerings.
That's right, Jason. So let me explain that a little bit further. A big part of what we're trying to do here is get agencies to converge on standards in terms of how they operate these human capital management functions. You know, we'd like to see agencies actively work to adopt and use the standards, and we're developing a playbook that will enable agencies to do exactly that. And as I mentioned, we'd like to see agencies start to use the standards then in their procurements, and we'd expect industry partners to think about how their products and services align with or adhere to, you know, essentially meet those standards.
Jeff Pollock is the HR Line of Business Program Manager, and Steve Kraus is a Senior Advisor for the HR Quality Service Management Office and the HR LOB at the Office of Personnel Management. You can read Jason's story and find more details about the draft framework on federalnewsnetwork.com.